Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dr. Mina tweets too at dildo full of heroin.
That is not where I tweet. That's where I do a few other things. Tweeting, not one of them.
At Dr.'s Mina, DRS Mina, right?
That's correct.
All right,
that's
so follow Dr. Mina. She's actually in the studio with us this morning. She flew into town. First of all, she's originally from Omaha.
Yep.
And she was a little high school girl listening to us on the radio.
That is correct.
Thinking someday
actually,
I'll be on the radio with these guys.
That is never what I thought. That thought never crossed my mind, not once.
First of all, it makes you feel old. You were in high school at one point. I was sitting right here doing this with Craig and Todd.
That is true.
I mean, I used to feel old when Puss was 13 listening to us somewhere on a farm in Iowa. But I got over that because she's like an old soul anyway.
I used to feel tingly when I was 13-year-old I went on a farm was listening
well, that was
to us.
That was Todd.
Yeah.
Now that's on you.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, someday I could become a senator.
Yeah, in Alabama, for sure.
I used to wait for him at the mall.
Yeah. You're right. But she's with us this morning.
You had to wait a long time because it was an hour drive to the mall.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. If you get kicked out of a mall,
right.
You might just be an Alabama senator.
Yeah, you're right.
And that was just to get to the mall that no one liked.
These 14-year-old girls lie, you know that.
Oh,
and all the other grown women he molested.
Well, all of them lie, but, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, but the management of the mall...
Didn't lie.
...said, you can't come here anymore.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Right. And the management at the mall really has no agenda other than...
Not the time, especially.
Other than to maybe get rid of a few predators.
I'm sorry you can't do that here. You're going to have to go to the Senate for that.
Yeah.
It was on this date in, let's go with 1993, a Michelle Bachmann birthday. On this date in 1993, at the age of 52, thanks to prostate cancer, we lost Frank Zappa.
Happy birthday!
He's only 52.
Are we really thanking prostate cancer?
No, that was sarcasm.
Okay.
Yeah. And colon cancer, get yourself checked.
Yes, do.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. Get yourself checked.
Like Craig did.
Yeah, that's how you beat cancer.
I just got
cancer.
I did not.
Yes, Craig did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
But a doctor tells you beat cancer, you beat cancer.
No.
You know that's all you want.
No.
Don't yell at the lovely Dr. Mina.
I most certainly will disagree with the lovely Dr. Mina.
Well, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Yes, you are.
No.
You beat cancer.
No, the doctors did it. The doctors went to school for a really long time.
The doctors could not do anything that you did not bring to
the table.
To them in the first place.
A willing patient.
And
yes,
a positive
exactly.
attitude that Craig Evans
and
brings.
And willing to go, yes.
Craig walks in the door.
It is the positive, positive attitude. I'll give you that.
Yes,
that helps.
Rainbows, baby. Sunshine
I'll give you that. Okay, let's end with that. You have a positive attitude.
Yes.
I like that bit.
Now, how effective are those? Because I see the commercials that they run during the daytime all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just poop in a box and you send it to them?
So it's testing for blood in your stool. And honestly, that's not very sensitive or specific. But it's good if you do test positive. Yes, you should have a colonoscopy.
Well, just don't send it to me again, Todd. I couldn't test it.
Don't send it to one of these guys here. Send it to me or yeah, send your box.
Don't say that.
No, don't.
They could find out your office number.
No, I think these boxes are specifically addressed to this company.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. Yeah, so you could just paper over that.
Right. That kind of stuff doesn't go on. But I see that commercial a lot. Oh, you don't have to do all that. So you just poop in this box and send it to us.
You know, I think it's great because there are people who are afraid to get tested. But here's the problem. If there's any question, you're going to have to go through the colonoscopy anyways.
Anyway, yeah. Right.
Because you need no swallowing a pill, no x-ray, no poop in a box is right. going to actually take out that polyp or that cancer that's in your colon. It's got to be one of us that does that.
Right.
So... Yeah.
You can't do that yourself?
Yeah, just stick your arm right in there.
You mean you need somebody to do that? You can't beat that yourself?
No.
You got to have a doctor for that?
But you got to come to me.
You got to have a doctor for that.
You got to come to me.
And have a positive attitude, Craig. Remember that.
You got to have a doctor for that.
Your rectum.
Did you ever see the pictures of our colonoscopies? Because we shared them on Facebook.
Years ago. Been a while.
I can only handle one social media in this lifetime, and I think it's going to have to be Twitter.
Yeah, don't get on Facebook.
I cannot handle Facebook.
Facebook is brutally idiot.
but if you scroll back on our page.
I could do that. I will actually
go back about 4 years or so.
Oh, fun.
You will see pictures of our clean colons.
See,
pink and shiny.
Yeah, because that's something she doesn't see every day.
Yeah, she sees it every day. Yeah,
she doesn't see the inside of one colon.
Right, she doesn't see our colons.
No, she didn't.
Well, that is true. They are special. They have little signs that say, welcome, Todd and Tyler Radio Empire, right here in your ass.
Dildos full of heroin to the left.
Yeah.
You're looking at colons of strangers. These are colons of friends of yours.
Oh, see? That makes all the difference.
Have you ever actually done...
On Facebook, that that colon loves you.
When Doc Ed used to... I mean, Doc Ed's an old reference for a lot of people, but if you don't know, but he's an old friend of ours.
Brilliant guy.
And he's about our age, me and Todd's age. So we used to joke about him about doing that to us, and he said he would never. He doesn't do friends.
No. Yeah.
He can't deal with the hassle he would take from his buddies.
It's not. Appropriate.
It's not even appropriate.
No.
Okay.
No. I. You shouldn't prescribe or perform care on friends or family members. There's just there's a little bit of a conflict of interest. And now that much being said,
what if somebody actually wanted you to do it because they were nervous? Anybody else?
Oh, that I've done, and actually I have done. So there's a problem when you're a physician in my hospital like system because I have to get all my care from people who either trained me or I trained or I work with. They're all my colleagues, so all my physicians are colleagues, peers, friends.
Oh, so you're right. So
you and in that you just have to be very, very professional. So I have done colonoscopies on colleagues.
People have done them on you too, right?
Yes, absolutely. I have to get one every year.
Now, you don't pick the creepy guy in the office, right?
No, I have the same doctor. But I do.
Think about that nowadays. Day and age, some creepy dude. So I'll do it for you.
It is a little awkward because I do it in the same endoscopy suite as my staff. So,
They see all Donald Duck in it right
so
there.
So I have the same nurse and the same tech who've done my colonoscopies for over a decade now.
All right.
They're very nice.
And like I said, you see them all, but it's still your buddies.
It's still your buddies.
Still your buddies.
Yeah, but you're still on a table.
Yep.
Laying face down.
Full bottle
your pants
it,
down.
Yeah. Okay, stop describing it. Gronk.
Get me all warm and tingly here.
But right, as a friend, if you felt I came to you and I said...
if you told me to, I could be professional about it. We would do a good colonoscopy.
Listen, I really want to OD on opioids.
No.
You think that would be a good idea for me. You would give me that prescription.
Absolutely not.
No, if you thought it was a good idea. This is the time for Todd to OD on opioids.
I can't even wrap my head around the number of things wrong with that situation. I can't.
Have a script ready to go in case the Vikings lose the Super Bowl. Because he won't hear the end of that one.
Will need a script for
that. No, if they don't win.
Oh,
I mean, they don't
no,
win.
We'll be happy for months.
No, I won't root against them.
Yeah, say the Vikings do lose the Super Bowl, and I want three friends to OD on opioids. Can you help me with that description?
I have a feeling you guys could probably do a better job.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. If it's the Steelers and Vikings, Puss and Craig will be on the opioids. They'll kill themselves before the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because either way, they're going to put up with it.
They won't need your help.
No, they
won't. Will find somebody.
Do you have another question you want to answer there from last night, Doctor?
So I can tell folks what the Affordable Care Act has done or why it's important. And let me just actually preface. Let me answer the question that you guys had, which is why does a young person need to get health care?
Here was the thing. I retweeted out one of your who to call and how to get health care and blah, blah, blah. And I know we've said this 1,000 times, but you can't say it enough. Of course it needs to be better. We get that. But it doesn't need to go away. And secondly, nothing is free. So although you mentioned earlier that some low-income people can get a lot of really, really cheap stuff.
Let me preface that by saying, yes, the premium is zero. The deductible is high.
Right. But okay, there was an email from a guy. That's what I'm trying to say. This is a guy who looked like he just took it. His face was on his Twitter feed. And he was probably, I don't know, 28, 30, 27, somewhere in there. Cost me a fortune. I'd rather die than pay those premiums. I'm thinking, yeah, it's easy to say that at 27 when you're healthy.
No,
it's just sad.
You would not rather die. So let me tell you what happened to me before the Affordable Care Act was in place. So I was very healthy, never had a problem, had graduated from Yale, which is not the ASU of the Ivy League, and actually qualified.
So that was a breeze getting through Yale.
And actually had qualified for the New York City Marathon and had gotten into Penn Medicine, MD-PhD program.
You're completely healthy.
Completely healthy.
And young.
And all of a sudden, almost overnight, I start having blood in my stool, getting lightheaded, dizzy, start medical school, and can't walk up a flight of stairs. Like,
pushed
actually,
on the phone and just heard blood in my stool. I see here, he comes in at the wrong time.
Sorry about that. But I actually, like, the first week of medical school, I tried to walk up a flight of stairs and almost passed out and fell backwards. If I hadn't grabbed the railing, I probably would have hit my head. Right. I don't even know where I would have been. Long story short, I was diagnosed with inflammatory bowel disease, which is a chronic disease. There's no cure.
And is it a history or just happened to you?
Just happened out of the blue, completely healthy. So initially I started responding to medications and then the medication stopped working. I'm still trying to go through medical school. Don't want to tell my parents because I don't want them to worry. They're here in Nebraska.
And this is before ACA, so you weren't on their plan anymore.
I was a student on their plan. Yeah. So I was covered by the insurance company here, which is one of the taller buildings in the city.
Yep.
And but was getting sicker and sicker. And then in December, my parents actually had to go. We had a death in the family. My grandmother passed away. So they were in India when I woke up blind in my left eye.
They got to fly long places for funerals.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So I woke up completely blind, admitted to the hospital.
You told us this before. I'm sorry. Blind.
Yeah.
All right.
I totally blind. Basically, what had happened was I had been bleeding out so much that my body kind of went into something called DIC, which is where it starts trying to clot itself to stop the bleeding.
And your parents are in India.
My parents are in India. I get admitted to the hospital. I'm critically sick. They get that horrible phone call that your daughter is dying. You need to come back right now.
Oh, geez. Was it the word dying?
Yes. Yeah. There were multiple physicians who say to this day that they're surprised I actually got out of the hospital.
I don't even want to give your age or anything, but what year is this?
I was 22.
Okay, so we can figure
it out. And, 22 or 23. And so the medical school thought it would be helpful to my poor parents to give me a leave of absence from medical school because, you know, they've got enough to deal with. The minute the insurance company found out I was no longer an active student, they said, well, you're not a student anymore, so we're not going to cover you. So then the medical school turned around and said, well, that's bull crap, and we're going to reinstate her as a student with a dollar tuition. That's her tuition is going to be $1. And then the insurance company said, well, she has a pre-existing disease, so there's no reason that we need to cover her anymore. And she'll have a cap, and she's already exceeded her annual cap. In fact, at that point, I probably had exceeded my lifetime cap for their insurance plan. So I am in the hospital for 2.5 months. I actually got transferred back home. I was in Omaha for a month. Had to relearn how to walk. Had a tube in my chest that was feeding me.
When they flew you back, was that a medical helicopter? Mm-hmm.
It wasn't medical.
A medical
it was
plane.
There's
you had to lay down on a plane.
No, I had. You can actually arrange with an airline if it's a medical necessity, and they get you there's of course no direct flights, but they got me the shortest connection, door to door. I just got discharged from the hospital, went straight to the.
You fly with a nurse, or you like it?
My parents were doctors, so I flew with them. They came back from India and took me right there.
They just lay you down on the aisle.
No, I just sat in a chair. I was well enough at that point. I do remember that I hadn't eaten in a month because I wasn't allowed to eat anything. And I got on the flight and they started to serve some food and I started to cry because I could smell the food and I hadn't eaten in a month.
Right.
And I couldn't take it. Like I was just so, I just couldn't do it. But I couldn't walk. So there's wheelchairs and all. It was a mess. It was a complete mess. But
And then a nice stewardess borrowed a guitar from another song and made you feel better.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
And everybody joined in.
Hit the IV bag. Yeah. And you started
she only
spoke
jive,
wind.
Though, you know, so I couldn't understand a word she was saying.
Could you still drink on the plane? You know, a couple of vodkas.
I wasn't allowed to put anything.
Really?
That's what we worry about.
That would suck.
Right.
So when I ultimately, you know, as a result of that, my parents are sitting there watching me in a hospital bed and they're getting calls from debt collectors.
Oh, my God.
Because, and I actually, therefore, made myself go back to medical school. I got out of the hospital in mid-February, and I made myself go back to medical school in August because I needed to get onto health care.
Right.
And I got into student health insurance. I still wasn't particularly well. I was still incredibly weak.
Man.
And then the next year, the student health insurance decided to change. And they decided that they were going to go with a plan that had an annual cap on how much care you could get, and they had an annual cap on how much prescription coverage they would cover, and I exceeded all of that in 3 months. And this is all pre-Affordable Care Act.
Right.
So these are the things that the Affordable Care Act said were one of the many things that they said were unacceptable and that needed to get fixed. And that's what the Affordable Care Act does. And you are
Obamacare. That's what somebody's yelling right now. I know it's not.
It's not perfect. But let me tell you, it has substantially changed and improved healthcare from what it was before. There's no reason to repeal it.
Nope.
There is no replacement that will do it better.
They don't have a replacement. They never did.
Don't you understand that everything Obama did has to be erased?
Right.
You know, I don't care what you call it. It is healthcare, and it matters to everybody.
Yeah.
It will affect you, your spouse, your children.
We have trouble playing the dumb guy here. I know.
Yeah.
I like to come back.
This
into
is
more
why
stuff, I don't
later
be dumb.
On
we
we'll
have
get into-
to get rid of national monuments because Obama named them national
that's
monuments,
right.
And we must erase.
We need
that.
Houses and oil drilling on them.
Let
that's
me
for sure.
Let me tell you that you know you may not.
We don't even
like,
need that. We just need to get rid of
get
it
rid
because
of it.
Obama named it a national monument.
Let's take out Obama. Let's just call it the ACA.
Okay.
So now it's no longer political. But okay, call it whatever you want.
Yeah, Obamacare.
It saves people.
For the first time, 9 out of 10 Americans got are covered with health care.
Yep.
You dropped the uninsured rate in women, Latinos, African Americans by 50% or more.
All those people, by the way, registered to vote. Everybody
you
just mentioned
you
there.
Have
please
protection
vote.
For pre-existing illnesses. And by the way, pre-existing illnesses included if you had high blood pressure, if you've gone to the ER, if you were a victim of domestic violence. That would become a pre-existing disease and you would not
even in Alabama?
Coverage. Everywhere. Yes, all those women,
okay,
if they ever admitted it.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, there's multiple. We can go over it now. We can go over it later. But the bottom line is, before the ACA, people like me who had two parents who were physicians
mm-hmm.
and who, you know, had good health care
right.
would fall off of their plans. And it's incredible that if you look at Britain, Germany, France, I can't even remember all the other countries. There's like 6 countries. The number of people who are going to medical bankruptcy is 0. In the United States, every year, the number of people who go into medical bankruptcy is over 600,000.
USA.
Yes.
We're the best at everything, Craig.
Best.
Aren't we the best at everything, Craig?
Yes.
We're number one in everything.
That's the price of freedom right there.
People say that.
Freedom ain't free.
That's right.
Yes.
Freedom means you die early because you can't get out of care.
No.
Freedom.
Well,
Craig. We got more Doc Mina later on this morning, by the way.
Yeah, earlier today we were talking
we can't
about
be a dumb,
the,
we can't play the dumb guy the whole time. I need a break
guys,
from being the
none
dumb
of
guy.
You guys are dumb, by the way.
No, we'll be dumb. And I'm playing the dumb guy when we yell Obamacare. That
but
guy.
You're not even dumb in real life.
I know we're not.
You're not.
Well, speaking of dumb, we were talking about social media challenges earlier. We mentioned the new fire challenge
where
people want to light themselves on fire and record it on camera. Now, a more fun thing that apparently is a new trend.
What's a new one?
Is women decorating a single boob to look like a reindeer.
What?
So it's like you
so you wear a sweater with a hole cut out for one boob, and then you make that one boob look like a reindeer.
Put some horns on it?
Yes, put some horns on it, nice nose.
Oh, you mean a Rudolph nose on the nipple?
Yes.
A nipple Rudolph nose.
Yes. They're actually calling it Rudolphing.
Dr. Mina's quiet here, and she should be.
No, I'm sorry. Rudolph boob.
Yeah.
Just, you can look up the hashtag.
The amount of free time that people have.
You can look up the hashtag
now,
Rudolph boob.
If you cover your nipple and put horns on your...
Puss is also putting this up.
If you cover your nipple with a red nose and put horns on it, are you allowed to have your boob out in public?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Because it's covered.
It is covered.
I'm with you.
It is absolutely covered.
Party. Do it at the company Christmas party.
Maybe not this year.
Then maybe put some googly eyes on there or something.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice boob.
Online retailer Etsy already selling a top with a hole cut out around the breast for you to use.
Urban Dictionary has a totally definition of Rudolphing.
Can I make my penis look like a reindeer?
Yes, you can.
Do I need a hole? Or
put some horns on that bad dad. and a nice nose, and you're good to go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Doesn't even have to be a nice nose.
Yeah, you can search the hashtag reindeer boob as well, and there are some nice photos as well.
Yeah, reindeer boob.
So look into reindeer boob.
I'm looking at it right now. Will. That is a bear boob. I really can't with the horns and the eyes. Man, you know, don't I would suggest you don't wear it to your Christmas party. You might get, you know. All right.
Yeah, if you don't wear that to your Christmas party, you're going to be the only one.
Yeah.
So
somehow I'm
don't
not seeing
miss
that
out
at our Christmas party.
Don't miss out on being the only one not doing the Rudolph boob.
It's on our social media
all
at TNT Radio Empire.
Is a little material to make a couple of horns, a couple of eyeballs,
and whip that bear out, right?
Yeah, and something red for the nose. Pretty simple.
It is.
Everybody should do it.
And this is a white deal a deer too.
Yeah.
You know, deers are usually brown. Dr. Yeah. Mina, you want to try this?
Oh, no.
Damn it.
Oh, thank you.
Damn it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.